Hello. Today we're going to discuss a topic that resonates deeply with our spiritual journey and our personal growth. We're going to explore the questions, what does it look like to be strong? What does it look like to show strength? What does any of that even mean? Now, I'm not here standing on a pedestal pointing to you saying you need to be strong, but I'm down in the trenches with you, bruised and bloodied, saying that we need to be strong. Let's help each other be strong. I'm here to provoke you to good works. Thanks for joining me. When we think of strength, we often picture an unflappable, steadfast, and fearless individuals, people who face difficulty with unwavering faith and always seem unshaken by their emotions. But let's pause. Does having unwavering faith really mean that you never question or struggle? True faith doesn't deny the presence of doubt or our emotions. Instead, it moves forward despite them. It means that deep down, you know the path to take. Or better yet, you trust that He knows the way that you take. Strength, whether physical, intellectual, or spiritual, is often forged through difficulty. Now, think about physical exercise. You don't grow stronger by avoiding discomfort. Rather, you grow by pushing your muscles, stressing them, sometimes to near failure. Similarly, mastering a topic from an intellectual standpoint requires grueling hours of study and intense focus. So why wouldn't this same principle apply to faith? It's built in the struggle. Let's look at Abraham's journey in Genesis chapter 22. Now, God gave him an unthinkable task. Take his only son, Isaac, to the land of Moriah and offer him as a sacrifice on a mountain that God would reveal later. Imagine the weight of that moment. Abraham's long-promised, long-awaited son, and now God's asking him to sacrifice him. Now, God didn't provide the full plan up front. He simply said, go to Moriah. He left the specifics for later. He left a lot of unanswered questions. What did Abraham do? Well, he prepared. He cut the wood. He gathered the supplies he needed. And he traveled for 3 days. After 3 days, he saw the mountain. I think if I were Abraham, and I'd hope God would step in at that point and say, well, thank you for your faith. I appreciate it, and that's enough. But the scripture doesn't record God saying anything here. It's as if he was saying, well, you've got your marching orders. You know what you need to do. Instead, Abraham pressed on. He told his companions, I and the boy will go up and worship and return to you. Notice the faith in his words, we will return. Then he and Isaac climbed the mountain together. Now picture the scene as Abraham built the altar. He arranged the wood, and he prepared to offer Isaac. Can you imagine the turmoil in his heart, the confusion, the anxiety, and perhaps even questioning God's promise? Yet he kept moving forward, doing what he knew to do. It wasn't until Abraham reached for the knife that God's provision became evident, a ram caught in the thicket. God intervened at the exact moment Abraham's faith was tested to its limit. Now, what stands out to me is Abraham's action. He didn't wait for clarity or demand answers or demand the path be illuminated. He trusted God's faithfulness. And he moved forward in obedience, even without understanding. Abraham's story is a powerful example of strength through faith. His faith was exercised. likely to the point where it felt like it might fail, but in the end, he came away stronger and more assured in God's promises. So what does that mean for us? Now, strength isn't about being emotionless or never doubting. It's about taking action on what we know to do, even when the path ahead is unclear. It's about trusting God's faithfulness and believing that He knows the way we take, even when we don't. Now, looking at finances, facing debt can often feel like you're staring up at a mountain. Strength here means focusing on what you can do. Maybe you can use the snowball method by tackling your smaller debts first, or the avalanche method where you address your high interest rate debts first. But the key is progress, no matter how small. Every payment is an act of strength. It's a step toward freedom, saying, "I'm moving forward, trusting that today's diligence will pay off tomorrow." There's a popular quote that says, "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step." Or saving money. Saving requires discipline. Start small, like building a $1,000 emergency fund. Then aim higher, perhaps 3 months of expenses, then 6. Even each dollar saved is like laying another brick in your financial foundation. Consistency is the key. Just as Abraham steadily took steps to Moriah, every small deposit moves you closer to your goal. Investing is a long game. It's about trusting the power of compounding over time. Think of it like planting seeds, like we discussed in a previous episode. You don't see a tree overnight, but with patience, care, and faith, those seeds can grow into something incredible and produce more seeds in themselves. And similarly with life goals, strength also plays a critical role in achieving our life goals, whether that's running a marathon, earning a degree, starting a business, or improving our relationships. These goals require perseverance, focus, and often working through discomfort, the inevitable discomfort. It's a lot like training for physical strength. You push through the tough reps, knowing that each one is making you stronger. When pursuing a difficult goal, you remind yourself that setbacks are part of the process. Abraham's journey wasn't straightforward, and ours certainly won't be either. Strength doesn't mean avoiding the difficulty. It means pressing on, even when the outcome isn't clear. In paying off debt and saving and investing, working toward our goals and our dreams, we see the same principles at work. Strength is built through the struggle. It's about showing up every day, no matter how we feel, trusting the process, moving forward in faith. Now remember, God doesn't expect us to have it all figured out. He's asking us to take the next step. Whether it's in your faith, your finances, or your personal goals, lean into the strength that He provides and keep moving forward. Remember, He knows the way that you take.